You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
For this edition of the Cardinals podcast, it is Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting for Dave Raymond. I am joined right now by MLB.com Cardinals reporter Jennifer Langosch. Been a bit of a rough offseason for this team, especially on the pitching front. Lance Lynn undergoing Tommy John surgery, or he will. John Lackey is now a Cub, but the team agrees to a five-year, $80 million deal with Mike Leake. Just give us your thoughts on that deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the first big move of the Cardinals offseason. Certainly, they had tried to go big earlier, missing on David Price and Jason Hayward. I think Cardinals Nation had gotten a little bit restless in recent weeks, wondering what the Cardinals were going to do or if they were going to do anything. Really, what they were looking at with this signing is just shoring up a rotation. They have Adam Wainwright, Michael Walker, Jaime Garcia, and Carlos Martinez all coming back, but a little questionable how they were going to fill that fifth spot in the rotation now with John Lackey gone and Lance Lynn on the shelf. So Mike Leake offers them some stability there, offers them some innings. And at 28 years old, the Cardinals believe they're still buying in the peak years of his career. So this is probably the biggest move the Cardinals will make this offseason, certainly committing $80 million reportedly for a five-year deal. It is uncharted territory for this organization. But, again, get somebody that can really fill in that rotation and that one through five. Looks pretty set for this team.
And, Jennifer, you brought up David Price, how the Cardinals kind of missed out on the sweepstakes there. He ends up signing with the Red Sox. I think they had to have known they were going to lose John Lackey, and then nobody saw Lance Lynn coming with the Tommy John surgery, which will keep him out of the 2016 season. So I guess what I'm asking is, was Mike Leake kind of option C or D for this team, or had he been on the Cardinals' radar nonetheless since the offseason began?
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting couple months here for the Cardinals. Really, when their offseason began after they were eliminated in October, they weren't anticipating diving into that starting pitching market, and that was really because, you know, at that point, Lance Lynn was healthy, and you looked at their rotation one through five, and it seemed pretty set even with John Lackey on his way out. Things changed, however, in mid-November when it was determined that Lynn needed surgery, that he'd miss next season. All of a sudden, the Cardinals felt that they needed to shore up their rotation depth. So David Price was certainly a unique case for the Cardinals. They've said as much. They really thought he wanted to play in St. Louis, which is one of the reasons why they were so comfortable making such a robust offer to him. Once he declined it, then they kind of went down and looked in this middle-tier market. They weren't interested in a Zach Greinke type. They never went into the bidding there. So Mike Leake really became a target after David Price went off the board. Cardinals like a couple things about him, not only his durability, not only a good record of health, but also the fact that they don't have to lose a draft pick by signing him. The fact that Mike Leake was traded midseason last year meant he could not receive any qualifying offer, and because of that, the Cardinals retained their first-round draft pick. So kind of all combined, the price was right for the Cardinals, and it's what made him the right fit over some of the other free agent starters we still see in the market.
And, of course, at some point, Mike Leake is going to be throwing his pitches to Yadier Molina behind the plate, but that might not happen right away, as Molina had a bit of a setback with his thumb, I believe. What is the health status on him? Is this a big deal or something that is just going to be a minor hiccup and Molina should be okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's somewhat of a big deal in that, you know, 2 months after he had thumb surgery, they essentially went back in and had to do the whole procedure over again. You know, and during his recovery, he began to feel some of the same discomfort that he initially had. This is, you know, dating back to an injury he sustained in September. Then they went and they did an MRI a couple weeks ago and realized that there had been no healing taken place. So he had that surgery last week. He's expected to be in a cast till about middle or end of January. He will not be able to swing a bat in February and maybe not even into mid to late March. So Cardinals still say they're optimistic that he'll be ready to go by opening day. That being said, what he's going to be able to do in spring training is going to be very, very limited, and it's just going to depend on how quickly that strength comes back in his thumb. But certainly the Cardinals are hopeful that that kind of a do-over of this surgery works. Good news is that they were able to, you know, kind of identify this still in December with time to remaining for him to heal. Bad news is, of course, is that it's going to cut into his preparation for next year. Them having signed Brian Pena certainly, you know, augments their backup options. So might see a little bit more Brian Pena early in the season than we anticipated.
And Jennifer, I don't know about you, but just as a fan of neither team, but as a fan of baseball, I love seeing the back and forth and the kind of passive-aggressive war of words between Mike Matheny and Jason Hayward lately. You know, the two kind of having comments. Hayward saying, well, there's an aging core in St. Louis. Matheny saying that's ridiculous. You know, what is your take on this? I think it's my take is that it's great for baseball, and You got one of the game's marquee rivalries. It's just going to spice it up that much more. What's kind of been the fan reaction there with this?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I love the enhanced rivalry. I mean, as a writer, as somebody who covers this team, I mean, I look forward to 19 Cubs-Cardinals games next year and certainly what this could bring for years to come. You know, it's interesting here, kind of reading the pulse of Cardinal Nation this winter and the messages, the tweets, the emails that I get. There's certainly some concern about what the Cubs are building up in Chicago. I mean, the Cardinal fans are used to having their team sitting on top. You know, especially beating up on Chicago, and that's no longer going to be the case. So, you know, certainly Jason Hayward is allowed to have his own opinion, and he has a point that a lot of these players that the Cardinals consider part of their core are aging when you look at Wainwright and Molina and Holiday in particular well into their 30s. You know, that being said, the Cardinals will argue that they also have a pretty big bunch of young talent as well when you consider Stephen Piscotty, Randall Grichuk, Colton Wong on the pitching side, Martinez and Waka. So, you know, this is not kind of a bunch of old fogies here on their last leg in St. Louis, but I think it's terrific for the game of baseball that the Cubs are relevant again and that this Cubs-Cardinals rivalry could really be something special. I think, too, we have to remember that Cardinal fans, they've suffered a couple gun touches from the Cubs this winter, first being eliminated by the Cubs in October, watching them then sign John Lackey, and then watching them win the Jason Hayward sweepstakes. So, maybe a little bit of a rough time to be a Cardinals fan, but you know, certainly I think it sets up to be a great season ahead.
Yeah, I mean, 19 head-to-head battles, as you said, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And with the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry kind of in hibernation for the last couple of years due to the team's respective standings, I think Cubs-Cardinals is going to be the marquee rivalry in baseball, at least in the 2016 season. Going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, Jennifer, normal times when a team wins 100 games, as the Cardinals did, they're the team that has the target on their back. But given what the Cubs have done this offseason, as you mentioned, you know, the gut punches to the Cardinals, you know, taking away Lackey, taking away Hayward, are they the team with the target on their back? Well, how do you think this kind of shapes out here heading into 2016?
Yeah, it is weird that a team that won 100 games last year, I mean, I think right now would kind of be considered the underdog in the NL Central. They're okay with that. And actually, if you look at recent years, the Cardinals, it seems like as much as they keep winning, each season there's often been kind of another darling of the NL Central that people predict might overtake them. And to this point, they haven't. But Cardinals relish that. I believe that Matt Holliday, Yadi Molina, Adam Wainwright, they know what Jason Hayward said about this core of older, aging players, however you want to phrase it. They're going to take that personally, and they're going to take that on the field. So I'm of the belief that, you know, the Cardinals, as little as maybe they've done this offseason, and maybe what they weren't able to make the big moves that they had hoped to make, they always find a way to stay competitive, and until they prove otherwise, I'm not sure that we can count them out. So, again, you kind of look at the early season odds next year. They've fallen way down in the NL. They've fallen behind the Cubs in the NL Central. They'll relish the opportunity to be underdogs, I think, moving forward.
Terrific stuff, as always, from MLB.com Cardinals reporter Jennifer Langosch. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.